Hey, what's up, Trainiacs Triathlon? Taryn here with another edition of the best daily 5 days a week Q&A show in the world of triathlon, where we answer your triathlon training questions 5 days a week. I think we're really the only one out there, so by process of elimination, we are the best. Tippy top of the list. Today's question comes from Michael.
Hey, Taryn, my name's Michael. I'm from Central Virginia, and I'm a huge fan of the vlog and the podcast. I actually just completed my first season in triathlon, so I'm relatively new to the sport, but I'm totally hooked. I had a blast doing it. And first, I want to say a huge thank you to you. I think a lot of what I've learned so far about triathlon has been from your videos and the podcast, and it's been really, really helpful, and it's been a blast considering myself a Trainiac. So my question for you today is, I'm already looking forward to next season. Like I said, I got the bug and I'm excited. So, and I've been looking at triathlons that are in the area that I could do. There are actually quite a few that I'm interested in. But my question for you is, how would you recommend that I go about planning my race calendar? What would you say is too many triathlons to try in one season? Yeah, what would you recommend as a plan of action for planning a race calendar for someone like me who's relatively new to the sport, or for anyone in general? Thanks.
Thank you for your question, Michael. And thank you so much for all those positive, encouraging words. That's seriously very nice to hear. It's things like that that motivate me to train more, to do more podcasts, to do more videos. All of you feed my desire to keep going with this. And when people say, like, oh, you know, is it starting to feel like work? Is it ever feeling like work? No. If it does feel like work, it's the best job ever. So thank you for following. It's totally my pleasure. And I'm so grateful that the world and all of you allow me to do this. So on to your question. How much is too much? How do you plan a race season? Well, I'll say it depends. It's the worst answer that anyone wants to hear, but it depends on a lot of things. Some people recover quicker than others. Some people, women in particular, are able to recover quicker than men. Fact. Sorry, fellas. We're going to have to eat that. Yeah. They can recover quicker. They can race more. Other people, it just takes more out of your body. Some people, like James Lawrence, the Iron Cowboy, can go and train their body to do 50 Ironmans in 50 states in 50 days. It really does depend on what you're capable of. However, I'm not going to leave you high and dry here, Michael, because you are a solid Trainiac. I can hear it in your voice, my man. I would recommend that what you can do is you can structure a training season to race as much as is logistically possible within your schedule. When it starts becoming a drain and you stop enjoying it, that's too much, for one. Now, I think that you can get really fit and peak for races about 3 times a year and have time for about a 3-month off season. So let's just look at my 2017. I had about a 3-month off season, going from November to December and slightly a little bit into January, where I wasn't doing a ton of structured training. That allowed my body to recover. Then I built a peak up to Campeche at the end of March. Now, what a lot of people will do is, when you peak for one race, and this can happen for a sprint, an Olympic, a half Ironman. I probably wouldn't do it for an Ironman or a full marathon. That's just too much load on your body. But those shorter races, you can often do back-to-back races one weekend and then another the next. And I've actually had a lot of success doing races on back-to-back weekends. Once I add a third weekend in a row, that's when I really start noticing heavy legs and a lot of drain on my body. So you can do that. And then you can still continue racing a little bit if you want to keep racing in the weeks after that. However, what I would do is go into other races with less intensity, less focus, consider it more training as opposed to racing. That said, it's really hard to do once you get on the race course, which is why I'd say if you were to do a race at the end of March, and even if you want to ramp it up and then do one the very next week, take a week off to totally recover and then schedule another race 2.5 to 3 months out from there. And that gives your body enough time to totally recover. You can learn from what you did in the previous races and apply it to the next race. If you're constantly just racing and racing and racing and racing, it's tough for your body to keep up. So that spacing of around 3 months in between races is lots and lots. However, if you're just looking at racing as an amateur, which almost all of us are, and just having fun and racing as much as you possibly want, just start learning the signals of your body that are slightly like overtrained, where you're beat down. And if you start a race and all of a sudden you feel sluggish and you can't really push it and you want to push it, that's an indication that you're probably racing a little bit too much. So there are some rules of thumb there for you, but in the end, you got to kind of feel out how much you're able to race for your body and how much it's important to you to be able to be at peak physical condition. If it's peak physical condition or nothing, you got to space those races out. If you just want to show up and toe the line and whatever happens, happens, and you're not too concerned about the time, race as much as you want, but just make sure that you're not getting overtrained. There you go, Michael. I hope that that answers your question at least a little bit. I know that it depends is an awful answer to hear, but I hope that this gives you some sort of structure to start planning your next season. Awesome that you are into the sport and you got the bug. Keep with it, man. You are in a fantastic sport now and you're going to have a blast. If any other Trainiacs out there want to have their question featured on the Trainiask podcast, by all means, please go to triathlonterran.com/trainee. Ask your question there. Give anyone a shout out that you want. And if you are enjoying these podcasts, go to iTunes, leave us a rating there, and let us know how you like it and what you'd want to see featured. Thank you very much, and we'll catch you in the next episode.